In an alternate universe, Mustang Sally turned into Wilson Pickett's own personal Revolution 9. It's time for Cool Weird Awesome, a podcast that puts all the pieces together. I'm Brady. It's Monday, March 18th, today in 1941, the birthday of Wilson Pickett, a legend of soul and R&B music, and one who had an engineer save one of his future hit songs from a very hungry tape machine. Pickett was born in Alabama and moved to Detroit as a teenager. That's where he started singing and performing with gospel groups. In the mid-50s, he started singing with a secular group called the Falcons before eventually landing a solo recording contract with Atlantic Records. One of the top executives there, Jerry Wexler, wanted to showcase the power and enthusiasm in Pickett's voice. He scheduled a session for the singer at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. That studio itself became an icon. That studio itself became a musical icon, the home of the Muscle Shoals sound, the place where so many legendary soul and R&B performers like Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Clarence Carter, and more would put some of their best-loved songs on tape. But at one of Pickett's sessions, one of the tape machines almost ruined one of the singer's best performances. Pickett and the Muscle Shoals studio band recorded a ferocious version of the Mack Rice song Mustang Sally. Sometimes musicians just know when a take of a song is going to be the take, and in this case, they did. So they all went upstairs to the control room to listen back to what they'd just recorded, only somehow as they rewound the tape, a part came off the machine and it started cutting the reel into little bits. Pickett was convinced the tape and the performance was ruined, lost forever. But engineer Tom Dowd gathered up all those bits of tape, and he told the musicians to take a break for a half hour. When they returned, he had somehow taped all those fragments back together and in the right order. The recording of Mustang Sally was so good, I guess nothing was going to stop it. You can learn more about Wilson Pickett and the history of Mustang Sally at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Coming up, another famous moment for another famous musician. That's right after this. Welcome back. Today in 1970, the birthday of Queen Latifah. She's not only known for her music, but for her acting. Her movie contracts typically include a clause that says Latifah's character can't die. As she put it, if they kill her off, then she can't be in the sequel. I'm Brady. That's why she's the queen. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.